acronym stands for fine music.
This is WCFW, where FM means fine music.
Well, we think in addition to fine music, FM can also stand for fun music. The Valley Station for fine music and fun music is here. Tell a friend about 105.7 CFW.
CBS News Brief, possible progress in ending the entertainment writer's strike, says KCAL-TV reporter Tom Waite in Los Angeles.
There is some optimism in the room there, but these things can get derailed very quickly. So we really don't know where this will all land.
Migrant crossings at the southern border are rising again, affecting those who care for them, including John Martin at the Opportunity Center for the Homeless in El Paso, Texas.
We're seeing longer stays. We're seeing those numbers increase. And yes, we have reached to a point of crisis as a result.
Nine sheriff's deputies have been indicted in the beating death of a black man at the county jail in Memphis, Tennessee last October. WREG-TV reporter Bria Jones says the sheriff, who's running for mayor of Memphis, believes politics is at play.
He says that he believes that this is political prosecution. He says that this is all a political stunt. We do know that the case was handed over from the Shelby County District Attorney over to Nashville.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs, been down that rocky road, but here we are still around. We thought about someone else, but neither one took the bait. We thought about breaking up, now we know. Bound by all the rest.
1057 CFW. CFW.
my life has passed me by. I lay around and wonder why you were always there for me. One way, in the eyes of a passerby, I look around for another try.
Nothing but the hits. The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. Concern yourself with bigger things.
got to pull them like the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your
7 CFW.
We'll be right back. cast in every city and every nation, from Lake Geneva to the Finland Station.
CFW.
by meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, 59 degrees in the overnight with light southeast winds. Thursday, all kinds of sunshine, 82 expected in the afternoon. Will be dry during the day. By Friday, though, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the late day. Partly sunny at 77. Right now, it's 64. CFW.
Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Come on over, baby.
Hey, boy, don't you know I've got
7 CFW. We'll be right back.
As much a part of the Valley as Trinity Equestrian Center and the Children's Center, this is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
I want you to want me.
Safest of all.
This is 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Finish, the farm began. Wow, I'm gonna
1057
CBS News.
CFW.
Entertainment writers in the studios met Wednesday in another effort to end the writer's strike. KCAL-TV's Tina Patel says the writers aren't backing down from their demands.
The writers say that even though this process has gone on longer than anyone wanted, they have to hold their ground now. They say they can't afford to take any deal just to get back to work.
Protesters have been arrested after they blocked a bus carrying asylum seekers on Staten Island, New York. WCBS-TV's Natalie Dudridge.
10 people were taken into custody after these protests grew tense. They've got barricades set up. This is outside of the seniors' facility. The community members angry with the city's decision to use it as a place to house migrants.
At the meeting of the UN Security Council Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of criminal and unprovoked aggression. He spoke through an interpreter.